I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. India has temporarily removed tariffs on Australian chickpeas, making way for local growers to export to one of the world's biggest markets. The tax on desi chickpeas put in place back in 2017 has been suspended until April 2025. I caught up with Grains Australia Pulse Council Chairman Peter Wilson to hear what it will mean for the industry.
Towards the end of 2017 and early 2018, in a bid to, I guess, to encourage local production, we saw tariffs imposed on Australian desi chickpeas and other pulses from other origins around the world. But desis in particular ended up being about 66%. So that really meant that, you know, not a lot of Australian desi chickpeas were going to India since really the end of 2017. So Sophie, it was certainly an uncomfortable period for Australian chickpea producers, and so we relied on a number of other markets, but we did see the crop shrink. So this change is extraordinarily generous from the Indian government, and one that Australian producers are ready to assist with in terms of supply of high quality pulses.
Yeah, it's certainly good news. Obviously, India, one of the biggest consumers of this product.
Yeah, Sophie, India is the largest producer and consumer of edible pulses in the world. So they are a significant producer in their own right, but they're a very large import destination for a whole range of pulses, but particularly now, desi chickpeas, red lentils and yellow peas and pigeon peas. So they're certainly, they are very, very important to the global trade of pulses.
Yeah, it's a good outcome that I imagine wasn't easy to get across the line, but sadly it is only temporary until the end of March. So I imagine, you know, talks will be continuing to try and expand this further.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of work put into this over time, and you're probably aware Grains Australia is supported by GRDC, the Grains Research Development Corporation. And so it's enabled Grains Australia, the Pulse Council and Pulse Australia to maintain a long-term, respectful engagement with the Indian government and people within the industry to ensure that we did, keep, I guess, our hand on the tiller, as it were, to, maintain the relationship. And so to achieve this outcome is quite important, and it's good for both the Australian and Indian markets. So, it's a really important, outcome, and wouldn't have come without the sort of work that's gone into it over many years.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess just another step to, keep those communications open. And as you touched on, they're a great opportunity to, ensure that Australia can help meet the needs of this market in particular. But I guess you'll also be focused on supplying the markets that you've worked on building up since those tariffs were put in originally.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see farmers respond. Whilst the suspension is until March 31 next year, as you touched on, Sophie, the reality is that there's still going to be old crop product that we can ship directly into India immediately. And so we can start meeting those requirements very, very soon. And then, of course, our new crop will start being harvested as early in central Queensland as September, and then rolling down into northern New South Wales in that sort of October, November period. So there's a reasonable shipping window there, and that does create really good opportunities for Australian shippers, and it will enable us to get product into position to meet the customer's needs in all those very important Indian ports.
Seems like it's all coming together and happening quite quickly, which is great news.
The Australian trade, we've got a nice, clean supply chain, and we've got really good market participants here. They understand the quality requirements of the customers, and they'll move quite quickly to get freight directed to Indian ports. So, we're very fortunate. We have a highly capable, energised well-financed trade.
That's Grains Australia Pulse Council Chairman Peter Wilson there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.